I'm at a point, Michael, and I guess you are too, that this planet is much older in terms of human life than we really realize. And I think they were pretty technologically advanced, don't you?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, if you look at practically any of the writings of the ancient civilizations, the ancient Sanskrit writings of India are the ones that I'm most familiar with, but they speak of spaceships, of weapons resembling our modern weapons. They had apparently the ability to look inside the human embryo and see what was going on. So it appears, yes, ancient peoples did have quite a bit of knowledge that perhaps, some of it perhaps, that we're rediscovering.
I think something very horrible happened on this planet, Michael, a long time ago. I don't know what it was, but something happened.
Well, I think there have been a series of catastrophes that have taken place in the history of life on Earth. If you go back to the time of Plato and Aristotle, the Greek philosophers, they said that, you know, time goes in cycles. There have been periodic devastations after which civilizations have risen again and again and again. So I think we're in one of those cycles now, and I think we're in the downside of the cycle.
Yeah, I think so too. Do you think when these devastations occur, they wipe out civilizations entirely, or might there have been a few human beings left, maybe the type where people would say it's Adam and Eve, for example, because there weren't too many people left?
Well, it appears that the world has been repopulated many times. Now, perhaps there are refuges where populations exist. For example, in the ancient Sanskrit writings, it says that even now there are psychic refuges within the Himalayan mountains, deep within the Himalayan mountains, where there are people waiting to repopulate the earth after the next devastation. So it could be something like that. I think we also have to consider the fact that you have to take a wider view and look at the whole universe and not just our Earth planet. There may be human-like people living on other planets that could be a source of, you know, repopulation of the Earth after these events as well. So, but I think it's very, very interesting. When I looked, you know, at the standard paleontological history of the world, you know, if you go back to the very beginning of the history of life on Earth up to the present, they say there have been six major extinction events that have taken place, the most recent one having been the one that extinguished the dinosaurs. When I looked at the ancient Sanskrit writings, I found something pretty interesting. It said that, you know, time goes in vast cycles. One of the cycles is called Manvantars, and they last about 300 million years each. According to the ancient Sanskrit calendars, we're now in the seventh of these periods, which means there have been six before, and they tell us that between each one of them, there has been a devastation after which the Earth has had to have been repopulated. So it's a pretty amazing coincidence that both according to modern paleontology and to the information that we can get from these ancient wisdom sources, there have been six major devastations that have taken place in the history of life on Earth thus far.
What do you think happened to them, Michael, in terms of, and we'll get into what might have occurred in terms of devastation, but also in terms of the archaeological find? I mean, we find some old bones, and we find, you know, in the Valley of the Kings and things like that, but in terms of structures and buildings, there's really nothing from millions of years ago. I mean, do you believe, for example, if, and let's use Los Angeles for a moment, if a million years went by and nothing was built other than what we already have here, would it all be gone? Would it disintegrate to just dust where people wouldn't even see it anymore?
I think a lot of it would disintegrate into dust over the course of years. I mean, there were huge battles that took place in Europe during World War II, and you can go back to those places now. I mean, there should be, you know, just tons of equipment and stuff lying around, but it's not there. You can hardly find a thing. So I think over millions of years, there can be a lot of destruction. Of course, There are some cases, you know, that I've talked about in forbidden archaeology where you do have apparently some structures from very, very ancient times mm-hmm. remaining. There was the case of a case in Oklahoma at Heavener where you had some coal miners going down 2 miles beneath the surface of the earth, and they were blasting out what they call rooms in the mine.
Yeah.
You know, they used dynamite to blast out a chamber, and then they clear the coal out. So these miners reported that they had blasted out a chamber, you know, deep within the earth in this coal mine, and they'd found at the opposite end of the chamber, as they were clearing away the coal, they found a wall. And this wall, according to the report, was made of 6-inch polished blocks of stone. And they were so polished you could see reflection in them.
2 miles in.
And you know, like coal at that depth, that's about 300 million years old. That's from the Carboniferous
right.
period. Yeah, so you're talking about something very, very ancient.
And would that have been on the surface at that time?
Yes, because the coal is made from plants, which grow on the surface.
Right.
So at one point, it would have had to have been, at that level, it would have had to have been from the surface somehow, and it got buried, which happens. I mean, you can go to the Grand Canyon, you can see deposits laid one after another, you know, going a mile straight down.
My God.
So, it's not that there's no evidence at all of ancient structures, although it's very, very rare. I think one thing we have to keep in mind is that the archaeological record, the geological record, is incomplete. Geologists tell us that of all the sedimentary layers that have ever been laid down, because that's where you're going to find these fossils, in the sedimentary layers that have been laid down, layers of sandstone and silt and all kinds of rocks like that. That's where you're going to find these remains. The geologists tell us that of all the deposits that have ever been laid down on Earth, 90% or more are gone, and they've been worn away by erosion and other, you know, geological mm-hmm. processes. So, and then we've only looked at a tiny bit of it, and those who are doing the looking, they have all their different theoretical preconceptions that result in this knowledge filtering that I'm talking about. So it's as if, like, we were trying to understand, say if you have a book, you know, written in a foreign language, a 1,000-page book, and you've only got 50 pages left, and you rip them up and put them into a box, and you pull out a few pieces and look at them, you know, how much can you really tell about what the whole book was really
right.
about? You can learn something. You can definitely learn something. I think it's the same with this archaeological evidence. I don't think we're ever going to be able to get the complete story of the history of human life on Earth, you know, by that method, because a lot of it's simply gone.